Here's an entertainment model which is making a comeback. We had 3D commercials during the Super Bowl, a 3D show on NBC Monday, and new in theaters today, the movie Coraline in stop-motion 3D. Critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth putting on those funny glasses to see this movie.
The third dimension comes of age with Coraline. It's the first contemporary film where the 3D experience feels intrinsic to the story instead of like a godforsaken gimmick. Coraline is a remarkable feat of imagination, a magical tale with a genuinely sinister edge. The film tells the story of an 11-year-old girl's adventures in an alternate universe where her parents are not her parents.
My mother doesn't have buttons? Do you like them?
I'm your other mother, silly.
Everything in this other world is livelier and more exotic.
They're cocoa beetles from Zanzibar.
But the other mother slowly begins pressuring Coraline to stay forever, and the experience becomes the kind of nightmare you can't wake up from no matter how hard you try.
I want to be with my real mom and dad. I want you to let me go.
Despite its PG rating, this film is not for the smallest among us. Coraline is written and directed by Henry Selick, responsible for The Nightmare Before Christmas. Selick is the preeminent practitioner of a painstaking, labor-intensive process called stop-motion animation. Stop-motion involves the frame-by-frame manipulation of tiny, three-dimensional models. So a table in this movie is a real table. A chair is a real chair. While stop motion creates a fantastical, imaginary world, the third dimension makes it so unblinkingly real, we feel we could walk around in it if we had to. Watching the story unfold in 3D makes a theatrical experience feel special in a way it hasn't in years.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.